With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting.
The yeas are 221 and the nays are 212. The resolution is adopted.
And so by party line vote, Republicans formally authorized their impeachment inquiry into President Biden on Wednesday, taking their most significant step toward impeaching the president. Congressman Jim Jordan says it's time to look into the Biden administration.
The House has now spoken, and I think pretty loudly, pretty clearly, with every single Republican voting in favor of moving into this official impeachment inquiry phase of our constitutional duty to do oversight.
Authorizing the months-long inquiry ensures that an impeachment investigation extends well into 2024, when Mr. Biden will be running for re-election and seems likely to be squaring off against former President Donald Trump. Speaking of Trump, a judge is pausing Trump's election interference case, Ed Donahue reports.
The trial in Washington is scheduled to start in March. Judge Tanya Chutkan's decision will likely mean a postponement. She granted the pause so the former president can pursue claims he is immune from prosecution for actions taken while president. The dispute over the scope of presidential power could be decided for the first time by the Supreme Court. Chutkan has flatly rejected Trump's arguments, writing in her order that the office of president does not confer a lifelong get-out-of-jail-free pass. A significant postponement could delay the trial until after the presidential election, as Trump tries to reclaim the White House. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Top Biden administration officials are trying to reach a last-minute deal for wartime aid for Ukraine by agreeing to Senate Republican demands to bolster U.S.-Mexico border policies to cut crossings. Congress is preparing to depart Washington this week, but some senators want to stay to finish the work. This is SRN News. It's been a big year for one ministry, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Officials with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes report they have distributed more than 230,000 Bibles in 2023. FCA President Shane Williamson says, quote, "We are committed to God's word and biblical truth, and we continue to be amazed at what God is doing to get his word into the hands of coaches and athletes around the world." Over the past 15 years, the ministry has handed out nearly 3 million copies of Scripture. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In Wyoming, Teton County District Court Judge Melissa Owens is holding a hearing Thursday to choose between a trial or making a decision more quickly on a challenge to the state's ban on abortion at all stages of pregnancy. She put the ban on hold back in July. Meanwhile, the Wyoming Supreme Court's trying to decide whether to allow two lawmakers in Right to Life of Wyoming to intervene in another case designed to derail the ban. This is SRN News. It was a record-setting day on Wall Street, correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
It was pretty easy to figure out why the Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 512 points atop the 37,000 mark for the first time ever. Bankrate.com senior financial analyst Mark Hamrick says it's all about the Fed.
As the Federal Reserve signals the possibility not only of remaining on hold with interest rates for the foreseeable future, but perhaps 325 basis point rate cuts in 2024, is something the stock market eagerly embraces.
Markets have been rallying since October amid rising hopes that those cuts may be on the way. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Dow jumped 512 points, or 1.4%, to top 37,000 and surpass its prior peak. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.